find and create that spreadsheet of investors that are interested in incredible yet patient capital that we need to find. They're out there, Frank. We've been meeting with them. We're gonna get there. So I want to introduce and bring forward DNVGO. So we've engaged DNVGL as we signed the contract here just a couple of weeks ago. We're on a fast track. We got awarded this summer in September. They let us know, and we moved ahead to our contract. And what popped up was this organization, DNVGL. We know as global maritime leaders, and we know are not just engaging in classification society and risk insurance. And looking at energy, but helping communities and regions facilitate the process that's going to need to take to get there. So we're honored to be able to work with them. We're getting to know them, and they're here to help us. You as the council, me as your staff, and the groups we're going to put together to refine and grow and build the strategy to go forward. So the folks we have in the room, and we're going to invite them up to come kind of take over here a little bit, facilitate through us. So Jennifer States with DNVGL, she's our local representative, lives here in Washington State up on the peninsula. Also with us, Simon Mockler, Anders Mickelson, Nick Roper, and we met earlier their chief development officer, David Walker, who flew in from Norway. So thank you for being here. I'm going to turn it over to you, and I'm here to help.
Thank you very much, Joshua. Thank you to the Advisory Council. I look forward to working with all of you, and thank you very much for your commitment to this effort. That's part of what it's going to take to move us forward, is commitment, collaboration, and community to try to figure out how to find those wins together, the win-win equations. So I will go quickly since we're a little behind, and you have heard about the DNVGL, but the one key that I want to point out is our vision. Global impact for a safe and sustainable future, which of course is perfectly aligned with what we are trying to accomplish today and going forward for the next year in the strategy. DNVGL has been around since the 1800s with their heart in the maritime sector. But beyond maritime, for those of you who don't know, DNVGL is also a leader in Washington State in renewable energy. 90% of the wind energy projects that have been installed in Washington State have had some type of involvement from DNVGL. And this is where we get the convergence. Maritime, energy, oil and gas, transmission, DNVGL crosses all these sectors. And when you come together in sectors is when you find collaboration, when you find innovation, and you find opportunities to find the future and bring us together. So I'll skip the details on this since we're so short on time. You'll hear more about who we are as we go forward, and hopefully we'll show you what we can do as through the process. It was very fortuitous to hear the governor's remarks about putting the man on the moon. As we were putting together the strategy and the framework for how do you have a good strategy process, not something that just sits on the shelf, not something that you just talk about over the next year, but an actionable strategy that has results at the end of the process, but in a pathway for moving forward where that strategy is actually going towards that end state of 2050 to accomplishment. So when President Kennedy said, I believe this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal of before this decade is out, of landing the man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth, there are some key points in that statement. One, nation should commit itself. We are here today committed to the vision of getting us to 2050 for a sustainable maritime strategy. Before the decade is out, setting that time frame, 2050. Landing the man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth. Very clear what the goal is to get to. So how do you do that? How do you lay out a strategic pathway and a framework that's going to get us there? Well, number one is the ultimate end goal of the clear vision statement. But then it's deciding what are the winnable battles? What are the key strategic focus areas that we need to target where we can make noticeable progress in this end state? And then breaking that down, the critical pathways, the action items that need to occur, the demonstration projects that we need to undertake in order to get to that end state in 2050. And finally, the measures. The measures are what hold us accountable. where we can do the checks on progress and see, are we getting them? Are we on the right path? Do we need to change our pathways in mid-process because we're not getting there? Measures are the key to accountability and to reaching that end state. And when you have all of this come together, you capture hearts and minds, and you create a game on mode, as we did when we came together as a nation and agreed to put a man on the moon and make it happen. So this is the breakdown that we have taken for Washington Maritime Blue Strategy. And at this point, I will turn it over to Simon Lockler. Simon's going to be the project manager leading through us as we move this effort.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Joshua, and advisory council members, and everyone who's come here today to hear more about what we are proposing as the process for the strategy development initiative. What we showed here, what you're seeing on the slide here today, is something that we sat down and worked through when we were going through the contracting process with Commerce. We felt that it was very important to start imagining what could this strategy look like. What sort of things are we looking at? How broad do we need to be? So we built it up in exactly the same way as the strategy framework that Jennifer's outlined there. We identified that and thought, what sort of strategic areas do we think Washington where can they be protected? Where can we build on good foundations today? Where do we know Washington already has priorities? Then we asked ourselves, what are the specific pathways that can help to get us there, to take us towards an end goal of a sustainable maritime industry, 2050, and then how would we go about measuring our progress along these pathways? A key part of what we will be asking the Advisory Council to provide us with today is input and feedback on what they see and this framework potentially consisting of. Particularly, how are we going to measure our success? How do we, in 2050, turn around and say whether or not Washington has established itself as the nation or the world's most sustainable maritime industry? We're fortunate to have from the governor a very clear and ambitious vision. It is unambiguous that we will be home to the nation's most sustainable maritime industry. What we now need to understand is exactly what the detail of that is going to be. Now, a key part of this, obviously, is going to be ensuring that we have full engagement across not just the maritime industry, but all of the stakeholders of the maritime industry, so that we can build a genuinely sustainable framework, which is what we need to do. The Advisory Council itself is clearly going to be a key part of that process, and we will need the Advisory Council to steer and guide us through our consultation of industry, stakeholder groups, and the wider community to ensure that we end up with a strategy framework that truly addresses the needs of all of Washington's stakeholders. Beneath the Advisory Council, we will be looking at what we are terming the Maritime Blue Task Force. This will be the core working group tasked with developing the details of the strategy, and within the Maritime Blue Task Force itself, we will have specific pathway work groups tasked with individual development pathways. They will be the people we will be looking to start mapping out the route. Where are our milestones? Where are we going to measure our successes in the 23 to 25 years that we're looking down the road? Finally, last but not least, more broadly, we will have through ourselves and through Commerce, a process of broad facilitation, coordination and communication with our other stakeholder organisations, the ones not necessarily represented in full round the table here today, but the full breadth of the Washington Maritime and related communities. I will now very briefly try and give you an overview of the sort of timelines and activities that we're seeing as part of this process before I turn it over to Anders and Jennifer, who will facilitate a brief session with the council, all too brief sadly, where we will be looking to get your initial steering, guidance, and input on what it is that we're proposing here. So, I apologise for those of you in the back that may not quite be able to read out the detail of the words here. I will hopefully be able to enunciate it sufficiently. We are today here, if you like. we are launching this process. We're trying to lay out the vision, understand the direction, and start building the momentum to ensure that we have something actionable and realizable at the end of it. Having received the Advisory Council's input, we will then be continuing the process of setting this up and getting our stakeholder engagement processes and structures properly in place, including the establishment of the task force sometime in January next year. Through January and March, we will be drawing on DNVGL's global networks and experience with other maritime clusters to not only understand where Washington's standing in the maritime industry is today, but to really look in detail at other leading clusters where we see great innovation, great sustainable and green initiatives, to see what they do well, and what could Washington do, and what can Washington learn from what these other clusters are doing. We will then be in a position in April to present back to the task force and the advisory council the findings of this initial benchmarking exercise, and a long listing of what we think could be viable development pathways to achieve the Maritime Blue Vision. We will work together with the task force and the advisory council to evaluate, prioritize these, to ensure that we are selecting the most viable and the most appropriate pathways that get us closest to meeting the broadest range of Maritime Blue Vision goals. And we will then take that input and draft it into a preliminary strategic frame. The work groups drawn from the task force will then spend the late spring and summer months working out the detail of this, asking the hard questions, starting to identify funding development needs, specific R&D needs, competence needs, involvement of other groups, need for international or regional outreach. We will facilitate this process together with COMAC to the point that then when we come to September, we will be able to present again back to the council a clear roadmap, building on the framework that we will discuss in a few months' time, and showing a clear set of discrete objectives, making a big, audacious goal tangible and realizable in discrete chunks. Subject to the council's final input, we will be in a position to present that back to the governor in the later part of 2018, and we firmly believe that we will then be in a position in December, this time next year, to present a finalized strategy with clear steps and goals that we can start monitoring and evaluating the implementation of it, including the policy and incentive frameworks, which will be so important to enabling many of the development pathways. And finally, in May or June 2019, we will be assisting this council to take one step back and ask, how far have we come? Is this strategy correct in all areas, or do we need to make tweaks and refinements and adjustments to ensure we get the goal? That hopefully gives you a brief overview of exactly what it is that we will be doing over the next few months with you. And I would now like to invite my colleague Anders Mikkelsen to help facilitate this first session with the Advisory Council, where we will be looking for your input on specific items. I do apologize for the time. We obviously have a lot of people whose input you want, so you may find us being rather brief. However, I would like to assure you that we will of course be reaching out to you separately to get input, and we will be doing our very best to ensure that all voices are heard during this process. I would also urge you to remember that we are not designing and completing the framework here today. This is an initial steering and direction for us over the next few months. So while we need discussion, we are not trying to solve every problem today here in the room.
All right, thank you, Simon. So we sent a few of these questions out to you in advance, and the first one that we want to talk about is the key, how do we measure success for a sustainable maritime industry in the year 2050? We put back up the strategy framework so that we can see that what we're talking about is looking at that vision of Washington State, home of the nation's most sustainable maritime industry by 2050, how do we jump forward to 2050 And what do you see in the year 2050 that shows that we are successful? What